through grit and determination, plough as an established league footballer and one of the best run with in the business. And I do go back to a time when he was kidding around for the Box Hill Hawks down at Geelong one day, and I keep thinking, well, isn't this bloke in the ones? Well, how hard it is to get into the Hawthorn side, take your chance elsewhere, and we've seen it writ large at Carlton.
I'm pretty sure he won the best and fairest there, playing about only half the games for the year.
He's turned into a fine football now. Ed Curnow joins us. Ed, thank you very much for your time.
Thanks for having me, Tony. Cheers, Terry.
It's an absolute pleasure. I can't help but think that last Saturday night, we'll start there, but we want to talk about Carlton and their progression as a whole, because it's a really good story, irrespective of what happens in the final 8 weeks. But I just can't help that last week was a game that only one side really needed a spark, and bang, there's something magical would have happened. Did you feel as if it was way too much of an arm wrestle and just too dour a struggle for anyone to put anything significant together last Saturday night?
Look, it was I remember describing the game after the match as frustrating. Our effort was there, and then we just let ourselves down with little errors and little connections with the forward line to finish off the play. So, I feel like if you're going to lose, it wasn't such a bad loss, and it was just more, our execution to finish off the play.
The other thing I was going to ask you too about just the group as a whole, and you can only have a look at it, but there just seems to be this year this common goal. We finally know where we are. We finally know what our bedrock is, and we're on the improve. Is that the way that it's seen from within?
Yeah, the players have a lot of clarity about what they need to do match day, and I think that's showing. Basically, though, if we don't turn up with a real desire to pressure the other team, we're an ordinary team. Probably most teams in the comp, you see every now and then a star team goes down to the underdogs, and it's generally because they don't bring that required pressure.
Ed, there was a lot of excitement around the football club last Saturday night with, obviously, Jack Silvani playing his first game. How did you assess his game? And was he given a pat in the back for kicking the ball back to Gibbsy, or was he sort of instructed next time just go and kick the goal?
He was actually instructed just to kick the goal next time, to be honest. I think he was two-team first, which I don't mind seeing from a young player, and I think it's a credit to him that he went to pass it off. Looking back at Jack's game, I reckon he could have snagged three or four. I think he hit a couple of his snaps on the instep.
Yep.
They went about head height, and I've seen him in the VFL put them through for snags, and then I think his early set shot, he's a beautiful set shot. It's his first game, and I think give him a bit more time, he's going to start kicking a few bags. So he's a pretty smart player, and he certainly reads the play very well. So, I'm pretty impressed with Jack.
What about your own game? And I'm talking about over the course of the season. You seem to have got that nice balance between that run with and the ability to win the ball. How has that worked with Brendan? New coach comes in. Has it been a pretty similar role, or has it been more about pushing structures and getting the zones in place more than perhaps what you were doing before?
Yeah, I think in the pre-season I worked on being flexible with playing wing and inside. I think that's allowed me to play different roles in the team. Some weeks I'll play a bit of a negating role, or some weeks I might just be part of that midfield rotation. So it was kind of, I looked a lot at my running patterns to make sure I was making smart choices and not just running for the sake of running, I suppose. And I think all the coaches together with John Barker, Tim Clark, Brendan Bolton, been able to develop my game a little bit more. So, I'm really enjoying my role this year.
We're all devastated for Kieran Byrne on the weekend. How has he been, or has he been around the footy club this week at all?
He's been around. Kieran, we call him Siren Byron, so or Bunsen. He cops heaps of different nicknames. So he's a very upbeat personality, and he's well loved around the club. So it's going to be a bit of a bummer that he's going to have this spell on the sidelines, but I'm sure, you know, he'll attack it with that positivity and bounce that he has his AFL career so far, which has been pretty impressive, I believe. You know, his dash off the half back line and willingness to take the game on, we're certainly going to miss. So it's one of those things you can't really teach, and it's been impressive for a man who hasn't grown up playing AFL.
I think that's been one of the real keys to the game this year for you guys, is that you've really settled down that backline structure, and you know, maybe one change every now and then with, you know, with injury, yeah. But it has been a very settled unit, and it seems to have made a difference.
Yeah, the boys down there, there's plenty of leadership down there. Sam Doherty and Cade Simpson are great instructors of the group and are great voices out on the ground. And then big Sammy Rowe just gives the contest, and he's probably underrated in what he does. But amongst the players, we certainly rate him highly. And then around that, with, you know, you got lots of Plowman and Siren Byron or Casey Byrne. And,
yeah.
Call him, yeah, developing. So, yeah, it's a really good back six. You got Zach Tui, Simon White as well. So there's plenty of guys down there that can do the job.
There are two headline acts. They've got a few headline acts down there, but the two headline acts, certainly Levi Casbolt and Patrick Cripps. Can you give us the club's assessment of how both are tracking this year?
Yeah, Levi is an elite mark. He's really important for us. If I was opposition scouting Carlton, I'd be putting in a bit of work to make sure Levi's not clunking the footy, because it's really sets up our play and allows us to get through the opposition. He's an important part. So it gives us mids a fair bit of confidence to kick to him. And his running's underrated as well. So Levi's play is just going to continually improve, and he works really hard on his game. So he's going to be exciting for us. And, Cripper, at his young age, is pretty unbelievable what he's been able to do. And I think he's leading the comp or up there in clearances and hardball gets. So he's pretty good man to base your footy club around.
How do you go? There's a point on Saturday night. Look, I've been through it with Matthew Richardson, and it's an interesting one. Levi had his shot for goal 35 metres out on Saturday night. You were right in the game. He misses a goal that should have been kicked. Now, we know that happens on a pretty regular basis. The ball goes from that end of the ground down to the other end. They get a goal. It's a two-goal turnaround.
Yeah.
The emotions that go through the players who have worked so hard to get the opportunity, then for the opportunity to be lost, and particularly when it gets run down the other end and you get a score against you. How is dealing with that in-game?
Yeah, so, yeah, you raise a good point. I mean, players can be affected by that at times. We've brought that up in meetings this year, and we just focus on that. Bring it back to the effort and system. Yeah. Levi's not the only one that makes an error. I might have made a kick that got turned over in the middle and they whipped it down for a goal. There's numerous occasions in a game where a player will, he'll let the team down in our defence, or in our offence he'll miss a skill or run to the wrong spot. So it's not just that the end result. But certainly with all teams, I think you've got to focus on what happens afterwards and make sure your mood and your energy doesn't get affected by that little turnaround. So, yeah, I think on the weekend we weren't too affected by that, but it did cost us in the end.
Yeah, well, very, very well answered, because it's always something you try to teach to junior kids, not to allow the scoreboard to actually impact the way that they're going about their footy. Last one from me. Really important in my mind that you guys finish off the season. You get a sense that people outside of your bubble are sort of saying, oh, Carlton were absolutely fantastic for a 6 or 7 week period and are tiring. And it's just a nice, easy label just to stick on your side, and then they move on to somebody else. Pretty important, yeah. I would have thought, inside the bubble that you finish off with a nice little run.
Yeah, internally we hate that. We had a good few weeks, and our standards have been high. And I think the St Kilda period Who did we play after that? I've forgotten momentarily.
You got Geelong.
No, after St Kilda, I think it was a couple of weeks ago. We lost two in a row anyway. But those 2 weeks, we probably played a style of footy we weren't proud of. I think Collingwood, at least we got back to that strong effort. And we'd love to take a scalp, mate, this back half of the year. The boys are still pretty excited about the challenges coming ahead. We've got Adelaide at the G this week, and then West Coast the week after. Two sides that are probably going to be up there in finals, and certainly West Coast were last year, and Adelaide in great form. So we're pretty keen to try and push these blokes all the way, and yeah, grab a scalp would be unreal for our group.
I just remembered I saw the game. It was against the Giants down at a pub.
Yeah, that's right, yeah. Hey, so we let ourselves down there again.
Ed, fantastic to talk to you. Ripper chat, you get to choose your poison. Do you get Sloan? Do you get Thompson? Do you get Atkins?
Oh, mate, I'm not sure. There's certainly a few in there. So we haven't, given it a Sunday game, we still haven't put the full side in and dished out the roles. So I don't know what will be my plan. I probably won't let you know anyway.
That's all right. Hey, player, who does he... Well, player will tell you.
Well, but even last week, you know, I sat back there last week, does he get Pendlebury, does he get Sidebottom, or does he get Treloar?
Yeah.
It ends up being Treloar. But so it's really always difficult to tell. I would think that Rory...
Yeah.
I would think that Rory... Well, I'll give you one little clue, and we'll see how you go, Ed. Rory, yeah. I do a team of the week every week and a secondary team every single week. Of all the players in the AFL, Rory Sloan has been in those two teams more than any other player in the AFL this year.
On that note, Ed, we love the assistance we get from the club. We are not going to sully it by any further interrogation.
No, I'm seeing whether he won't be in it this week. That's my bet.
Yeah, let's hope so. Ed, thanks very much for the chat too, and it's nice to know, as you told us off here, Brother Charlie's coming along beautifully and might play this week in the VFL. Thanks for your time. Good luck on Sunday afternoon.
All right. Thanks, guys.
Hey, terrific to talk to you, Ed Curnow there. It's never too late to show your true colours. Be bound by blue, 1300 Carlton. Visit membership.carltonfc.com.au. Sign up as a member today.